Left in that is item number 23.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the contracting out of dietary services. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Good morning. For the newer members, the history and this is what is it, 3 years now? 3 years ago? Four score and 3 years ago.
2009.
We privatized the food service out at BHD. There were some concerns that were presented with that, and so we since placed it on the agenda. We used to get monthly reports on this, which were very exciting. And then we were able to dwindle that down, and we are now at biannual.
Annual reports
on the outsourcing of the food service. And so that is the report that you have in front of you. So this is an informational report. So please proceed.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This is an annual report on our dietary contractor. As you can see, we monitor them closely and work closely with them as a partner in our building. We have two dietitians and one dietary supervisor. We also have a quality improvement coordinator and a contract services coordinator that works with this contractor to make sure that we comply with everything needed. We do regular checks of the meals provided to all BHD clients, and you can see on the front page there are food metrics on everything from tray accuracy to food temperature. Anything that is an issue is resolved, and we work with the vendor to resolve those, and we continue to work with them. We also do checks. We check in with our clients to ask them how they like the food, and we survey them regularly, both Avians does that, our vendor, and our dietitian supervisor. As you can see, we actually get really good results from the clients. They everything from temperature to portion size to how it looks, how it tastes, we get good results on that. In addition, we monitor any complaint logs. We have a complaint log that anyone can call in from the unit to track complaints. So far this year, we've had 101 complaints out of 460,000 meals served. Of those, 12 were of serious nature, which we resolve at the issue. No clients have been harmed this year, but we do expect Avians to resolve that right away, and we work with them to put in place systems that would prevent that in future. Something like that could be a client would serve something they were allergic to, some sort of error like that. And finally, we still are focusing on our patient-centered dining program, which we've switched from a tray-type service to steam table service on some units, which is going really well, and the clients like it, and everyone likes it. We're moving forward with that. And from my perspective, fiscally, this is still a very solid contract from us. As I said at our budget hearing recently, we have worked really closely with them to try and reduce costs. We've reduced some costs. Some of them we're going to have to increase, but they continue to be a good partner with us, and we continue to save money on an annual basis compared to when we ran the program ourselves. I know, Supervisor Mayo, you always ask me that. We're still at the contract amount that was originally approved for the vendor.
All right. Supervisor Bowen, then Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know there was discussion of trying to save funds in this contract for next year in the budget. Looking at these numbers from this year, is that still feasible? As a route to go?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we actually put in a $500,000 reduction in the 2012 budget, so that was this year, and we've worked on that. We've gotten about halfway on it, and I have reported that out as a deficit in our quarterly report because I've known that we weren't going to be able to achieve the rest. We continue to work with them. We just signed a new amendment that should be helpful towards that, but in 2013 it's adjusted for and should be the correct amount going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to point out that the report indicates that we have an annual savings of $1.3 million under this program, and I think that's important for us to read into the record because we continually hear how privatization never saves money and ends up always costing us more. And this is a contract that was closely scrutinized since its inception, and I think that that's proven, those allegations have proven not to be true, that we actually do save money here. And the part of the reason is because the department has stayed on top of it, and that's one of the important keys. If we're going to privatize a service, you can't just privatize it out and let it go and forget about it. You have to stay on top of it and monitor it. So I give a lot of credit to the department really for achieving these savings, because you know they can go awry if you don't monitor them, but you guys have done a good job on this one.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
And the reason why we do have that savings is because this committee and the county board bulldogs about this contract, and everyone made sure that they did everything possible to make sure they maintain the quality of service, maintain the prices down. Because if you look at our housing contract, that is escalating. And I don't know why that contract is moving up in a different direction versus going down is going up. So I agree with Supervisor Sanfilippo. I want to thank you for staying on top of this contract. And I know that they wish that you go away, but we need to maintain the quality service out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, we did give some people some headaches, including Alex, so thank you very much for that. Are you sure our food service provider out there doesn't do, like, property room or security or... Because I guess Aramark does everything, so maybe we could look at expanding.
This provider does food.
All right, I'll behave now.
Very well.
Okay. All right, we have concluded. Is there anything else from anybody on the committee? Director Colon.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I just want to introduce you to a new addition to the Department of Health and